Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, peace, health, wellness, and sustainability. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. In this episode, we'll hear from VCOP 14, Vegan Convergence of the Peoples, number 14. An online conference held August 5th and 6th, 2023. We'll hear from the VCOP 14 participants in Nepal, vegan activist Indira Timilsina, and Julian Bliss, founder of World Guardians.
Please, if you have the chance, work with the students, because that's what I found it. They're so open-hearted, and in different countries. If we focus only in America or Western countries where it's so hard to get into schools, these schools, I walk right in, even with a tourist visa. Although I've been asked to change, I was threatened in India for a 5-year sentence by the police if I keep doing with banners or going to schools. I've talked to more ministers. I've talked to so many ministers about this kind of programs, about what we can do for the animals. They need international help to put the cows in the forest and the jungles. They've never fixed the problem. We don't have cows on the streets in America, in Europe. We could do this. And so, but they threatened that if I keep doing this, they're going to put me in jail for 5 years. So the best thing is to get the proper visa. They said, just get a business visa and that's what I'm encouraging my friends that want to do this kind of work in different countries. We can do this. We can stop the violence to animals and inspire the kids to do this. So what I like to do is tell the kids, repeat after me, and I say, Mol, Shakti Guru Kali. This is something in Nepal, which is, I am a great soul with great power. And Guru Kali is, those are the people who got the British out of their country. They're fighting, you know, with just a small machetes against guns. And they still won in the end, right? And so, but we don't like fighting. We're against fighting, right? And so the thing is, we want to be guardians. Let's encourage the vegan grandmothers with Tammy and the rest to become the leaders of the world and not to be afraid, you know, to turn off the killing machine and turn on the caring machine. That will end torture, pain, and move us to the position, the top position, everywhere, for all. And we're actually in Nepal right now. We have a group that we've been helping to teach vegan sausages. They know how to make some of these vegan fish and other vegan ice creams, and they're distributing it, taking it to schools. And there's a lot of schools that are going vegan. There's a lot of restaurants that are going on. It's called the Vegan House. It's a factory that we help, we collaborate with. Don't be part of this killing machine, be part of the caring machine like we want to be. So, yeah.
We're listening to the participants in VCOP 14, Vegan Convergence of the Peoples. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. Let's have a little musical interlude. This is Do You Think by Sherry Zitter in Central Massachusetts, USA.
Do you think animals want us to eat them? What is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. Would you want anybody eating you? I am a chick and I'd love to play with you. I like to eat and snuggle just like you do. We can all eat well without eating anyone. We can all play together and have a lot of fun. Do you think animals want us to eat them? What is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. Would you want anybody eating you? Lots of food you love don't have to have meat. Lasagna with tofu can't be beat. Tasty bean burritos hummus and chips, sweet potatoes or fruit for those energy lifts. Do you think animals want us to eat them? What is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. Would you want anybody eating you? If you grew up with burgers, bacon, and pork, there are lots of other food you can choose with your fork. Veggie burgers and fake and bacon are yummy. You can save pigs and cows and have a happy tummy. Do you think animals want us to eat them? What is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. Would you want anybody eating you? Each animal is special, just like you and me. They want to live long and safe and free. The cows, pigs, and chicks, the goats and rats and mice, they trust your heart, 'cause you'll treat them all nice. You know animals don't want us to eat them. So what is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. You treat them the way you like people treating you.
Nancy, go ahead and ask your question.
Actually, one other thing is humane education is a law in the United States that it has to be taught by law, which is having compassion for animals, knowing their other animals besides humans, knowing they're sentient beings. They feel pain, they suffer, they don't want to die, just like dogs, cats, humans, horses, dolphins. And so it's really just a matter in the United States of getting compliance and getting teachers to teach it and having it be part of a curriculum.
What I did in Chicago was I had a banner just wide out in front of the school with the grade schools. And it went up, I think, eighth grade, one school there. And but the younger kids were the most excited. Yeah, it says, all animals are equal on the banner that I had. And they were raising, jumping up and down. And it was like, you can reach them. You don't have to go into the school. You can stand out in front of schools. I did that in many places, in many schools and colleges. But the college students are less likely to change. You just, the older they get, their mindset is comfortable. They got used to all the desensitization of the butchering and slaughtering of all the animal activism. And they're like, okay, well, either they're on one side of the fence or the other. But they're sitting on the fence, most of these animal activists and the planet activists, because they just need a little bit of encouragement. And I think my time is up here, but thank you so much.
You still have some time. So, Allison, go ahead.
Hey, Julian. Thanks so much for sharing. As you probably know, I'm here in Lima, Peru, and we're doing a lot of work with vegan organizations here in Peru. But I'm curious about how you actually got the door open in the school. And are you working in just one school, or are you working in several schools? How do you get the door open? How do you get your toe in the door?
Just walk up to the door and say, hello, I am here. Honestly, I just walk right up to the schools with a banner and I say, I have a message here. And I hold the banner and it just pops down. I have some other videos. I don't know if I can't play them now. It was not time, but of the principals copying this message down and reminding the teachers to copy the message, because the parents, the grandparents never learned in schools. And that's where it should be taught, how to manage, how to eat healthy, how to be wise, and how to recycle and manage waste.
Are you approaching public schools, private schools, or both?
Honestly, in America, I had difficulty in trying to do school programs, but in Asia, I've never been denied. I've been asked to come another day. But they're looking at somebody who they a foreigner who hardly people don't even come, that they actually pay foreigners to teach in their schools if they can't afford it, and they just, you want to come in and teach for free? Hey, right now I'm living in a cow sanctuary in Malaysia,
because my visa expired in Nepal and I wasn't able to get the proper visa in time. And I'm still working on that right now. Srijana, who's on this call, she has been working on that. So the thing is, don't worry about anything. Just do it and just be use your ovaries or your whatever you got. Cojones, dicen la gente, no tiene miedo para hacer nada. Just go and just do it. Walk up to the schools and they will not deny you. I bet you in Latin countries they will too. You know, they'll help you.
Mm-hmm. And you're approaching public and private schools?
Yes, both public and private. Yes. Okay. And I say no school in Asia has said no. Some of the security guards are sometimes, you know, just, you know, say, wait, what do you want? What are you trying to do? And did anybody else want to say, Jivan or Srijana, are you there? Or Tik, did anybody want to comment here about the school program?
Quickly, Julian, before you leave, how do we contact you?
Worldguardians.org is the website, World Guardians. Okay.
Thank you so much, Julian. Thank you. And thank you, Indira. And thank you for empowering everyone in Nepal to do this work.
Thank you so much, Indira. Thank you, Srijana and Dr. Rao and Jivan.
We're listening to a recording from VCOP 14, Vegan Convergence of the Peoples, August 5th and 6th, 2023. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. Much thanks to Climate Healers for sharing this recording. It is edited and shortened for this broadcast. We'll be taking a short break. We just heard Julian Bliss, founder of World Guardians. After the break, we'll hear from vegan activist Indira Timulsina in Nepal. Welcome back from the break, and much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. Here's vegan activist Indira Timulsina in Nepal. She's a participant in VCOP 14, Vegan Convergence of the Peoples. Here's Dr. Salish Rao in Phoenix, Arizona. Dr. Rao is the founder of Climate Healers.
Wonderful. You're gone live. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Indira and Julian. And thank you for the amazing work you're doing in Nepal with the children. Please take it away, Indira.
Yeah. Indira Timulsina from Nepal. I'm animal activist and trying to promote veganism in Nepal. Yeah. By profession, I'm a tutor. Yeah. And since my childhood, I'm vegetarian. Yeah. Since childhood, I was vegetarian. And later, after late teens, I started to be vegan by seeing the cruel scene of cow farming. Yeah, and family members have become vegetarian, and only two of them are going vegan. Yeah, so. I have started from my family first. Yeah. Yeah. It makes me go vegetarian when I see sacrificing goats. Yeah. And I and my sisters cry for it. And I remember that day we cry a lot and ask our parents to change the meat into goat. In that time, they have laughed, yeah. So to see our tears, since then, they have stopped sacrificing in our home, yeah. And we rejected to eat meat. So many family members started not to eat meat. And two of them are vegan, yeah, already vegan in our family members, yeah. And I used to rescue dogs, cats, pigeons in a local area, yeah. And I used to plant trees in my ads, and I used to distribute different plants to my friends too. Yeah. Later, in 2019, I met Julian, and I see his craziness in veganism that make me to involve in veganism program too, involved in protest, and it's every Saturday till today. Yeah, today also I have gone for Supati temple. Yeah, and then I joined with Julian and go in different schools with him. Later I go alone to the school to teach veganism. And I feel nice to teach the students about veganism. Yeah. And in so many years, I involved in veganism program. So I have a concept about little bit. I want to tell something about veganism too. Yeah. Veganism is not a cult or it's not a fad. It's a demand of time. Yeah. And it's a demand of this era. And it's a noble concept. So the noble concept is not understood by the majority of the people. Yeah. And it's very difficult to make them understandable. Yeah. So it's sometimes we feel disappointed. But veganism is worth. Yeah. And worth. And to go vegan and to promote veganism is worthwhile. And if we don't involve in veganism program, then we cannot tell ourselves as a educated human being. Yeah. So many people who are involving in veganism, just like activism, so they became disappointed when people don't listen to them and when they don't change their food habit, living style. Yeah. So they became disappointed. So I want to tell them we should not be disappointed because it's a novel concept. It's a new concept, yeah? And people easily don't accept the new concept, yeah? Sooner or later, everyone has to go vegan and accept veganism, yeah? But it takes time. So we vegan activists should grow some talents. Yeah, we have to learn something, and we have to be a little bit extra in the society so that they can listen to us. Yeah, we need to have songs. We need to have songs, slogans about veganism. So many slogans, so many songs, catchy type of songs, so that it have effect on the public. Another thing is that people should be educated. Yeah, people should be educated. And this is the information, science and technology, and information, age of information. So why don't we give information about the meat, about the dairy? If we give information what they are eating, what the meat is, how the dairy is coming, yeah, the cruel horror and terror scenario of meat industries, dairy industries should be shown in social media. We have to give information through social media to the public. So we have to involve actively in the social media to circulate this type of videos to circulate this type of videos. Yeah, and because people, common people, majority of people don't like to listen, or they don't like to listen because when they listen, they have to be changed. We all vegan activists, or we all vegan people, should publish so many videos, circulate so many videos, photos, images about the cruelty in meat and dairy industries. Yeah, so there is the trend, and through that everything goes viral overnight. If we do this, then the mainstream media, which are so much commercial, will cover these things, because these mainstream media are commercial, and they go where there is viewers, so if we repeatedly do this, then it will have effect on the common people. And another thing is that mostly we have to educate the children or the kids. If we educate the kids, then they will easily understand. Easily understand. And they will change the value of life. They have different value of life. And we have to teach the children to kill and eat meat, or to exploit animal for our convenient. It's a monstrous activities. Just like sometimes we used to say to the children that, look at the meat eaters' face. Look at the meat eaters' face. Do they look like a monster? And children imagine that. So we have to educate the children, but it's very difficult, because very difficult to go to the children's section. Because we are living in the societies which are made by the meat eaters, so it's to be soft-hearted persons in this cruel world is not easy. And you know that so many scientists, so many doctors have unscientific belief. I don't know about in European countries, but in Asian countries, so many doctors, whether they are MBBS or MD or whatever, they think that meat alone can, or dairy can alone provide calcium, vitamins, protein. So we have to educate the doctors first. As a vegan activist, I can fight with him, and I can talk that even vegan food have more nutritional things. But so many people don't know about it. So doctors, they are illiterate in the nutritional value found in so many vegan food. So we have to first educate the doctors so that we can easily have a good effect on veganism. And another thing is that most of the public people listen to the religious leaders, spiritual leaders. So but all of us know that spiritual leaders, most of the spiritual leaders are like politicians. They don't like to point the fingers towards the people, public, because they don't like to displace their customers. Yeah. So if we are able to consult with few religious leaders, influential religious leaders, then if they talk about veganism, if they openly talked about veganism, if they promote veganism, it will have good effect upon the public people. Yeah. Last thing I want to say that veganism is the strongest name for compassion. If we look into the eyes of the animals, we'll see our face on them. But so many people are not getting chance to be consciously involving with the animals. Yeah. So we have to circulate so many videos of loving animals, in the social media. So they will watch it, and it will have good effect upon them. So these are my experience while involving in veganism program. And if we use social media, it will be more worthwhile. Thank you.
Do you think animals want us to eat them? What is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. Would you want anybody eating you?
Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'd like to give a big thank you to vegan activist Indira Timasina in Nepal, who we just heard at the close of the program, and all those at VCOP14. And the musicians we heard, Sherry Zitter. And now the song, Treasure of My Life, by Bada Haridas. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com and wcw.org/community/vegannation. Please join us again next week at the same time. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.